Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back. It is Thursday morning, July 28th of 2022. It's our show number 733. This is the first time I've been broadcasting for on Blog Talk for at least the last 7 or so years, and Nicole Marie, I don't think this has ever happened to me before.
Oh, wow.
Let me explain. Okay, here's the deal. So on Blog Talk, you have to create and set up the show so that you know that you can hear them. So when I did this, I must have only selected to broadcast for like an hour and a half or so, and I did not realize it.
Right.
So all this time, the show was heading towards only for 90 minutes. So here we are with part two of the show. I've never had part two in one day.
We're back on now.
So, yeah. So hopefully everybody will be able to find us here and know that we are continuing. Right. That's what I said. You never know. And each day is something new. It's a new experience.
Something new, yes.
Technology. Every day, so it's okay. You know, I wanted
we're
to
here,
keep on,
back.
As they say, you know, my motto is this, Nicole Marie, the show must go on.
Exactly, exactly. May
Does
have to modify a little bit, and but yes, but we're back, and we're back on the air. Yes.
Yeah, it's, I'm going to own it. It's my fault not, you know, reading it carefully and setting up the show for the three-hour time period. And so that's my error. Sorry about that, folks. Very sorry about that. I think we're kind of moving into the right direction. Let me see if I can go ahead and get Blue to join in with us. I need some candles this morning.
So much
Blue,
on.
Good morning.
Yes.
You're on with Nicole Marie and Kerry Hines.
Good morning, Blue.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Great.
Getting ready for my day. You know how that is.
Oh, I was about to say, you're probably having a better morning than we are here. What happened? I have never, I inadvertently and erroneously made a big mistake, and I scheduled the show for half of the show. I didn't schedule it for the whole three-hour period, so I had to quickly go in, get everybody off the show, and open up the show again. So, yeah, but you know what? It's never happened in almost 10 years. So, and it won't happen again, folks. So, you know, don't think that'll ever happen again. So we got to have a little fun in the morning. Life would be boring if you didn't have the unexpected happen.
Exactly.
Never hurt anybody, just a little.
Yeah, I agree. Now, before you got on, Blue, out of wonderful Jacksonville, Florida. Before you got on this morning, Nicole Marie and I were talking about candles, of course. And you being the proprietor of Divine Energy Candles, you always talk to us about this. We were talking a little bit about safety, of course. You know, with, you know, if you're going out of the door, do not leave your candles burning. And do
correct.
Watch them even when you are, you know, and don't go to sleep with them either.
Absolutely.
Don't drift off
at
sleep
please,
and they're just burning.
Right.
No.
Right.
So you kind of, you know, you kind of have to, for me, I have a regimen for candles. And so what I'll do when and I'm here in my office, I have my wonderful candles here. And so I'm watching them. Literally in front of my desk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're always in my
always
eyesight.
Keep mine in sight.
That's a great practice. You always want it where you can see it pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
And you want to keep
it's
them away
always
from,
in my eyesight.
Curtains. Yeah, keep them away from curtains. And, you know, you're blind. Anything plastic, don't put
Thank
it around
you.
Anything plastic. Don't put it on a plastic table. But, you know, there's a lot of plastic right. tables in Walmart. People do for storage and stuff like that. Please don't set them on
yeah.
that. Because the candles do get hot.
Right.
You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
Yeah.
I agree. 1,000%.
Always
put
mine
I mean,
in a nice, clear space away from everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
To everything. Right. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Yes.
I like that.
You
and like you said, you know,
you always be
that's kind
of conscious
common.
Of funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't this kind of common sense, too? I mean, come on, folks.
Well, there's
come
a lot
on.
Of careless people that don't mean to be careless when they're burning their candles. They're just wanting to burn and just wanting to be in, at peace sometimes. And they don't think sometimes before
yeah,
they act.
They don't think.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's
true.
It's, some things aren't really conscious. They're doing it unconsciously, and they're just lighting and going. You know, I want to light my candle before I get in the tub, or I want to do this. I want to do, and that's fine. But check the surroundings before you place it. That way, you
yeah,
know once
I agree.
You light
I
it,
think,
you know everyone is safe.
That's it,
including you.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. And what's funny is that
to be very conscious.
I think. Yeah. Well, I think you also might tend to look at it or think about it like a light bulb. You know, like a light,
yep.
maybe. You know,
yep.
light, you know, you can leave the room, you know, you got a light in a socket, a bulb in the socket type thing. Very different. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk about some of the great scents. What is a great scent for today? It's, you know, we're working towards the closing out this week. It's been a very long week. There are a lot of folks dealing with all kinds of things. What's one, you know, draw a nice bath. You know, I have a little sauna here, so I can sit there and just luxuriate, which I don't even know if that's the right word. But what candle can you, you know, can you suggest that can add to the ambience blue with divine energy?
Okay, I have over 100 scents. And
oh,
the
wow.
one that's popping out, yes, I love fragrance. I love smells. I love, but the one that's popping out right now is Mahogany Shea. Mahogany Shea is a soft cocoa citrus scent. It smells so good.
I need that Yeah.
Yeah, it's
wow.
amazing. And I love
wow.
it. I also have that. I also have it in a hand sanitizer because when I'm out, especially at work, I have to hand sanitize a lot. So I'm always putting a little dab on my hands. And people always say, oh, my God, you smell amazing. What is that? Oh, it's Mahogany Shea, you know. And they said, oh, that
I'm wearing my
so
candle
good.
Today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I need
well,
that.
I
yeah,
love
Yeah, but
name.
That Mahogany Shea.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one
That's
I'm
a really
ordering
nice
Wow. Well, I'm so excited. It's always a great mm-hmm. pleasure to have you with me, Shay. It really is. And everybody who's tuned into the Hair Radio Mentorship. I don't know how I'm going to explain this two-parter in one day to folks. It's really interesting today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'll tell you what, let's take a little bit of a music break before Hopper Hopkins joins us. And we've got a lot to get into this morning. And Blue, you'll stick around for a little bit. We've got some more to talk about today.
Sure.
Wind down this week. Absolutely. Well, we've been playing some, you know, I still think I'm the only one who's actually still doing this. But, you know, and I always tease Nicole Marie, but Blue, have you heard about Throwback Thursday? Every Thursday we used to put pictures all over social media. I think I'm the only person who's still doing Throwback Thursday. No one told
oh my
you
God.
To make everybody else stop.
No, there's still a lot of people throwing it back on Thursday. You're not the only one, so keep on throwing it back.
Okay.
Monday, Thursday
thank
is good,
that.
So throw it back. I love throwing throwbacks.
Aw, thank you. Because I really did. I said, I don't see that anymore. I don't see anybody hashtag TBT. So I felt kind of, you know, a little bit on the old side. Well, I don't know why,
oh, that's
but I
all
really
right.
did.
Do it anyway, Carrie. Got to put it out there anyway.
Okay.
It's okay.
Oh, thank you. Well, listen, I want to play a couple songs. We're going to get on Alessia Cara. I just love her name and love what she's doing. This is her Scars Are Beautiful. We got a lot more to get into this morning, folks, so stay with us. We'll be right back. Wow.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining. Deep within the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. As cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you. Girls eat nothing, she says. Beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer.
Okay, it's no complaints. I love Thursdays. I love Fridays even better. We've been talking with Blue. Blue, how is the weather down there in Jacksonville, SL? How's it going down there in Jacksonville? Are you guys, like, super hot and rainy? Well, you know, what's going on down there?
We are expecting rain today.
Not really this morning.
It's pretty. Yeah, we are. It is not as vibrant out there as it usually is in the morning. It's pretty cool, and that's a nice thing. I can appreciate the coolness because I know by noon it's going to be probably about 90 degrees. It's at 73 right now. It feels good out there right now.
Okay, well, let's get on our family member talking about the weather. Not the weather, but the weather. That's very New York-ish. Michael Hopkins, of course, from beautiful Spotsylvania, VA. And I see also we got our surprise, Shanta. I don't know if she can hear us out there, but I can see her. Shanta Love, are you out there too? We got Michael Hopkins from Virginia, Shanta Love down in Jersey. You're there, guys, right? We got everybody. I think it's a full house.
Good morning. How are you? Good morning, and good morning to everybody.
Maybe I'm wrong. I could be in the wrong house. good morning, you guys. Yes, and Shanta Love, I think the Colbury said it the other day. You're always on the move. So where are you headed to this morning?
Moving and
right
shaking,
early?
Well,
today is, that's good.
I'm actually in the bed looking at the ceiling, smiling, because I'm on
air. Really?
So.
Oh, wow.
You never take time like that.
Wow.
Well, it's important. Yeah.
9 o'clock.
It's important every once in a while. Yeah. I love that because, like, you always have so much energy, right, Michael? And, Michael, same with you. I never hear Michael say I'm taking a nap. Michael, do you ever take naps?
Oh,
no.
Allegedly or actually?
Oh, okay. Because I talk to Michael all the time about the Vet Talk radio show, you guys know this. But I love the fact that I never hear you say, I'm tired, I got to go rest. But I do. My hand is raised. So what's your secret, Hopper Hopkins?
Wow. I just learned to keep going. Now, what happens sometimes if I'm really tired. Oh, yeah. Like yesterday after I came back, that was before I had to go to another one of my infamous doctor's appointments. And I had been up really early in the morning. And next thing I know, it was 2:45. And I was sitting kind of watching TV. Sometimes I like watching a lot of the old sitcoms. My wife and I, we just kick out of watching a lot of old sitcoms. And before I know it, it was 1:00. And when I looked up again, it was 2:45.
Wow. Yeah, you're fall offer to sleeper.
I
can dig it. I really can. Now, Blue, what about you? Are you kind of one of those two? Do you get a chance to take naps? Are you a napper?
No, I haven't. I haven't had that luxury lately. In the beginning, when I first got my kidney transplant, I did nap a lot.
Okay.
And I think that was just my healing process. I just needed to rest and get my body together, you know. But since I've been feeling 100%, I go as much as I can.
That is nice. Just to even remind yourself that you can. So
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. I'm loving that. Now, Shanta, you have a family. Shanta, you have a daughter. So now you get a chance to nap. So you don't. Do you?
I just dropped Isabella at summer camp. And when you're a mommy, you have a lot of things to think about throughout the day. First and foremost, nutrition. What's going to be for dinner? So today is one of those days where I cooked last night, so I don't have to, figure that out. And when she gets home, we're just going to have mommy baby.
Is that an extra placemat for me? I'm thinking of coming on down. So I was like, you will never know where I live because you are not popping up on me, Carrie on. No, I think that is nice. It just reminds me of home to hear you say stuff like that. And like you guys said, I think it's wonderful being a mom and all that kind of stuff. The way you guys make it sound
busy,
great.
Busy.
Okay, and you guys are
never
busy.
A dull
all right,
moment.
Well, I'm not. Yeah, this, I can imagine. And the kids we were talking about earlier on the show, that the kids are going back to school. But I think up here in the Northeast, my memory goes back to when I was in school, pretty much at the during the dark age period. But I think we used to go back in, like I was saying, in September, like right after Labor Day. So that kind of thing. But down in Mississippi, where Nicole Marie is, you are
start
going
next week.
Yeah, you guys go back and oh boy, oof! That's one time I would move from that state up to New York or New Jersey or somewhere. I don't know about that. All
it's
right,
it's been a busy summer, so I'm ready.
It's been
ready.
Yeah,
to go.
You know what? And that's a good point. Are you guys ready for summer to be over? That is my question to you this morning. Are you ready? Shanta, love, are you ready for summer to be over this morning?
In my mind, summer has just begun. We have the whole month of August. And like you said, after Labor Day, that's when the children here go back to school.
You know what? You're right. So, I forgot. The Northeast, we have a whole nother month to go. Hold it. Nicole Marie, did you just say your kids about to go back to school in like a week or so?
Yes, they go back next week. Yeah, they get out of school the third week in May.
Oh, my.
And go back the first week in August.
Oh, wow. I'm so Shanta Love said that I didn't realize it's a whole nother month. So wow, that is early. I would definitely move up to the Northeast. No, I'm just teasing.
No,
okay, kids, no, love wherever you go to school.
For the next
month, do they get out? Do they get out in June?
Yes, they get out the end of June. So for the next month, honey,
okay, well,
we
see,
will there's
be chasing
that month. Yes, we will be chasing ice cream, and we will be learning double dutch.
Okay,
well, still the same amount of
it.
Time. It's just broken up differently. So.
No, it just feels differently. But I'll tell you though, on right, and I remember that feeling because when the June it seemed like it took forever for the month of June to come in. It seemed like it, and I remember my relatives in other states, like in the South. I do remember that they would already have been out of school, and we're still drudging going to school up here. So I do remember that. I will say that.
Some of us. Until June 21st. So here, you know, it really does drag out for us because we usually don't get out until like the 27th. That's always like a key date.
Oh, wow.
For the children.
Okay.
But, honey, once we get out, oh, my God, you talk about joy and relaxation. City living is so different. So once it's really like a release. Yeah, you get to relax.
Yeah. And letting the kids run around. Growing up in the city, I grew up in the city of Philly, like everybody knows. We didn't have beaches we could go to, not in North Philly, where I lived anyway. So we had, we could go off to like Atlantic City and Wildwood and stuff like that. And people from the area know those areas. But I remember they would literally turn the fire hydrant on. That's how we used to play.
I was getting ready to say that about the fire hydrant.
Michael, that's right. You're a fellow Philadelphian.
But
they would turn on the fire hydrant. And I never knew that other people didn't do that.
But you know, Carrie, about the fire hydrant thing? You know, it was kind of like two ways that fire hydrant got cut on. When you lived in the city,
I would imagine if you had a fire.
Well, you know, they just sprayed, let the water run, and we all had fun.
Yeah. You know, I guess since I'm a product of the 50s and the 60s, sometimes we would have people that would kind of find a wrench and cut the fire hydrant on.
Oh, hold it. They didn't. Okay. See, yours was the illegal turning it on.
Carrie, we would never do anything.
I'm going to tell you how we did it. Each of our streets in my area, we had what's called a city block captain. And we had like a street captain on our street. I grew up on Toronto Street in North Philadelphia. And it was really great, right off of Broad Street. And so we had a person who lived on the street who the city gave the wrench to. And they didn't just turn on the water, we called it the water plug. Why we called it the water plug, I have no idea. But that's what we called it.
So true.
And they didn't turn it on every day. It had to be like crispy hot outside. And back in the old days, you know, back in the old days, it was really much hotter. It was even hotter than this. You know, it was to me, well, maybe that's just the memory I have seared. But I don't know. I think that it's interesting to me. It really is. But, yeah, they would turn on the fire hydrant. And we had something called a sprinkler that you would attach to the fire hydrant. And
yep.
It would make the water, you know, sprout out in different ways. Yeah, it was not just, you know, Michael, I don't know if you guys had it on your street, but we had the sprinkler that would attach to the water.
Sometimes we did, Carrie, but other times we had creative people in my neighborhood.
Well, your neighborhood, they found the key.
Yeah, find things, like JJ would say. You know, they'd be finding things. But you know something, Carrie?
Yeah.
You know, it is so funny. Growing up in Philadelphia, and like you're describing, I grew up with all of that. But now that I live in Virginia, which is considered the South, it's just sometimes things are kind of awkward.
Michael, let me say, I would just drop off the considered part.
Yeah, it's so awkward.
If somebody's
being
still
down
considering
here.
Whether it's the South or not, you need to go, you know, get a map. It's the South, folks. Now, you may not
yeah.
see, there are parts that may not be that deep in, you know, because like Northern Virginia is kind of like the DMV part, I think, still. But, listen, whatever the kids do, I just hope they have fun. Nicole Marie, thank you for, you know, bringing this whole thing up about the kids in school and stuff and Shanta Love and all of that. I just love the whole idea of summer, and I think that's what we were driving at this morning on the show. So, you know, good stuff. Now, Michael Hopkins, you will be back on Tuesday with an all-new Vet Talk. We want to remind everybody about that. I know you have some exciting stuff that you'll get into about that. Now, listen, folks, we have a very, very amazing, I shouldn't say very amazing, but an amazing guest about to join us in a couple of minutes. Her name is Samantha Dixon Slaughter. She is out of Canada, and we're really excited to have her make her debut on this broadcast today, and I'm real, real happy about that. So she's up next, and we'll get on a commercial, and then next thing you know, she'll be joining us. And then a little later, the very last half hour of the show today, we are excited because we'll be back with more live talk. So you guys, you know, stay with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in the last half hour with a whole bunch of live talk today. Real excited. So let's go get that commercial on. We'll be right back. Guys, are you having fun today? Is it not a weird – it's just a crazy Thursday morning as usual. At Hair Radio. But,
it's a great day.
It's a great day. We'll be right back.
Hey, even so, the show must go on.
All right.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have an industry stalwart who is my very special guest. Now, she comes to us all the way from Halifax, from Nova Scotia, Canada. I guess I'm right with the Halifax. Good morning to you out there, Samantha Fixin Slaughter. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yes.
I'm so glad to be with you. I'm actually in East Preston.
I figured you were somewhere else.
Which is part of the Halifax.
Okay.
It is part of the Halifax Regional Municipality.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Good. So I'm not too far off point. Okay.
No, you're right on.
Excellent. Well, now, Samantha, she is, just for you guys out there, most of you guys know her. We've shared a lot of her information from her association. We'll talk about that again. She's the co-founder, one of the co-founders of the Black Beauty Culture Association. And it's not all that, fairly recent. We're talking 2016. So we've got a lot to talk about, and we've got some great surprises that we'll share a little bit later in this process today. So first of all, let me talk about Canada. I haven't been up to Canada in quite a while, and then I've only been to Toronto, so I've got to take a back seat. I got to, have several seats on this and kind of let you lead the way. First, can you tell us about Nova Scotia? I had a chance to read a lot about it. I remember flying over Nova Scotia, going to Europe. That was the flight pattern that they always took when I was a flight attendant. So I always knew where it was because I never got a chance to go down and visit there so much. So can you tell us a little bit about Nova Scotia, Samantha?
Nova Scotia has a distinct history. It has a distinct, colonial history as well.
Yes.
But it has a distinct history when it comes to Black history. A lot of the Black settlers that were here, this is actually one of the last stops of Blackness. A lot of people settled here from the Caribbean, from other parts of North America, as well as South America, and they ended up here throughout history.
Exactly, and I was reading that they brought the British brought a lot of the enslaved our ancestors to that area.
Definitely.
And I look and I see, just to give everybody a little bit of you know, trying to envision this in terms of how many folks, black folks are there. We're talking about Nova Scotia. You guys, I read that you have about a little less than 500,000. You know what? Let me get the numbers really straight here. I think I have.
Okay, so in Nova Scotia, there's in all of Canada, we have about, I guess, about
1.1 million, I heard.
In all of Canada, yes.
Right, exactly. And now,
right.
But in Nova Scotia, just about 21,000 or so. And this was as
of... Or a little more. Like, I think it's up to about 25, I think.
Oh,
and then
well,
a little
you
bit
might
more,
have
yes.
One more because I think I'll be heading there.
Right on. Okay, good. I guess the thing is that we have the largest amount of concentrated black indigenous people here in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, well, you have, I mean, and I just wanted to say the number so folks could kind of get an understanding. I think it's an incredible history, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it as well. I want to kind of move along a little bit because, well, you have one of my favorite persons in the history up there who also, I didn't realize that she died right here in New York City or in New York, and I was just blown away by that fact. I'm talking, of course, about Viola Desmond, so we're going to talk about her. That's a big part.
She's one of my inspirations.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a big part of a lot of folks here in America may not know so much. So I think this is going to be quite an eye-opening education this morning. But Samantha, first, I got to start with you. Okay, so tell us about your history there and this whole love for cosmetology and all of this and hair. So tell us about your love for hair. Where did this
come
from?
Well, it is a calling because I actually wanted to set down several times from the industry from my calling in moving forward with the Black Beauty Culture Association and trying to get more education. And, you know, to infuse into the beauty industry the equity and equality and inclusion for us. Again, you know how you say a lot, you say you need to take several seats. I took several seats because I've been fighting for this for over 30 years. So I had to sit down several times.
Wow.
You know, to get my breath, to get my win, my second win or third win or fourth win. Because this has been a long haul.
It seems like it really has, and I certainly can relate. So what has kept you going? Because again, when it comes to equality, I think that's the underlying thing what you just said, and just hugely, you know, it's a big deal. What's kept you going?
Well, I think we could agree that most black folk, we sometimes don't give ourselves enough credit. Because we have the fortitude to continue on. And if we didn't, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation.
Exactly. That's true. Yeah.
You and I wouldn't exist.
I tell you, I'm just blown away at the work that you are doing, though, because you're doing some important things there that, you know, kind of a little different than I've seen here in the States. But I want to talk about the work that you're doing through the Black Beauty Culture Association. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about that as well.
I must give my foreparents credit for the fortitude. Like, my dad was a hardworking man. Yeah. And my parents, like, they worked hard to keep, just for us to be here. And I think the one of the reasons why I'm still going is because of my dad, and he helped with he helped me within my business to keep my business going too.
Wow!
So I'm one of the reasons that my business is still going is because of him and my brother, because my brother helped a lot too, and they were both Samuels. So I'm the other.
I love that. Your family really help to make the difference. And see, I kind of had the opposite experience over here, and so many entrepreneurs I've heard who don't have that kind of support. So I love that. I love it. You know, I absolutely love it. You know, that you can, you know, thank your dad and your brother and your family members who really supported your vision. So now what exactly were you trying to do with the Black Beauty Culture Association? What's the message here with this association that you created?
So our mission is to promote, preserve, protect Black beauty culture in Nova Scotia. As you spoke about Viola Desmond. And, again, she's one of my inspirations. I actually had the opportunity to do the hair of one of her students. And that student actually she introduced me to Viola Desmond. It was almost like an invitation to do it actually was an invitation to my calling. Because one of the statements that she made is that Viola Desmond changed the culture here in Nova Scotia. So that would have been in the 1930s, 40s. She did that. And at that time, there was no real beauty culture here in Nova Scotia.
Right.
But, you know, Black people always made a way to make themselves beautiful.
We're going to find a way.
we always find a way. Informally, but, you know, there was no formal way. So I think with Viola Desmond doing
what I love about her
opening
story.
Up her own school. Pardon?
Exactly.
Yeah, so
she opened
up her own school. She actually went. Actually, with Viola Desmond, there was also another lady who had who actually attended school in the United States and came back to Nova Scotia and opened up her salon. She had it in her home.
Wow.
And Viola Desmond was a school teacher who decided that she wanted to take up hairdressing. And so she went to apply to a school here, and they wouldn't accept her. So she actually had to go to Montreal, I think, and take up hairdressing. And then she actually also did some education in the United States.
Right, I heard in New York, after Madam Walker's, one of Madam Walker's schools.
I'm not sure, but okay.
Well, that's what they say. So,
maybe,
we can only go by what they say.
and we can oral history or, you know, what is written.
Exactly.
And oral history is what we got to give some credit to.
Exactly.
The other thing is that when she introduced me to her, she said, this is what... Miss Verna Skinner was her name, and she was my mentor. She actually gave me some of her equipment too, so I still own some of it. And she said to me, you know, Viola Desmond actually changed the culture here. So meaning now, when Viola Desmond opened up her school and her salon, Black people could come into a salon and have their hair done professionally.
Yeah,
which wasn't
extraordinary lady. And
they could get the education too. So for me, now when she actually introduced me to her, that was like, again, my calling. And I went out and started seeking information on Viola Desmond, but also seeking information on who might have came after her. So, you know, my part of my calling is to actually get that information.
Well,
so to accumulate that history.
Document
it. So in doing this, even doing this interview, that's part of that documentation.
Thank you. Well, I'm happy. And for folks who are just kind of joining us here, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have an extraordinary guest who comes to us from one of our partner countries out there. We're talking about the amazing Samantha Dixon Slaughter. You guys know her from one of the co-founding members of the Black Beauty Culture Association. And this morning we're talking about the legendary Viola Desmond. And I've got to say, for me, my first, I think I come across her name before, of course, but I think the big thing I saw when she was placed as the first woman on one of the bills up there in Canada, and but my understanding is that she wasn't the first woman. She's the first thing, you know, to be individually placed on the bill.
Yeah, other than, that's right, other than the queen. That's right.
Other than the queen, exactly. That's a kind of a good group to be in.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know what her sister said?
Yeah.
Someone asked her a question, and she said that the way she puts it is that the queen is in good company.
See, I love that, I totally agree. And I think, see, we have not gotten there here in America. And to be quite honest with you, I don't know if we ever will. I'm hoping, I'm always going to remain positive.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, it just, it really says so much about the America. So, but we're going to today, my very special guest again is from Nova Scotia. Now, that's out on the Atlantic, like the eastern part.
Right,
yeah, the East Atlantic shores there.
We're right above Maine.
Yes, which is, that's why we always used to fly over there, heading over the water, going over to Europe. So mm-hmm. I remember it so clearly because they would always show us on the map. So I just loved it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, those were the old days. Now, so I want to talk about the hair care industry. I want to talk about, you know, because you've been in and a big part of this for a while, we'll say. We're not going to name exactly the years. But what can you tell us that, in your eyes, that, you know, have changed over the years? And is it getting better, do you think?
Well, I don't believe that hairdressers, especially black hairdressers, are given the respect that they deserve.
Mm.
Like, even the sink, like, some people actually don't realize that Viola Desmond was a hairdresser. I mean, she was an educator.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
yeah, absolutely.
But they don't give her that credit of being a hairdresser. So she's actually a black woman on the money, but she's a black hairdresser on the money.
Of course.
And people don't give her that, they don't give her that credit. And they don't give black hairdressing that credit. Because a lot of times, if we went through hairdressing, we can note here that a black hairdresser changed the culture for us here in Nova Scotia. But also black hairdressers throughout North America have also helped us adapt to presenting ourselves more professionally or more in a more – and they help beautify us. I don't want to you know, I don't want to sound too, I don't want to sound, well, anyways, I don't want to sound that I'm giving hairdressing more credit than it deserves, but I do believe that it's not getting the credit it deserves, because we know that even in the States, black hairdressers have helped establish universities.
Absolutely. Well, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for the black hair industry. And I want to say, I totally agree. I don't think that they're given as much credit as they deserve, the hairstylist.
Especially the pioneers. I mean, that's like, again, like I note that you have, and and you've done it, extensively.
Yes, thank you.
So whenever
that's
you had a hair
kind.
Show, you talked about, I think,
Annie Malone, Sarah Spencer Washington, the list goes on and on and on. And, of course, Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter has been at our shows and all of that.
And
in addition to the current crop of hair industry superstars. And I've got to say, I appreciate that. Thank you for that moment.
Carrie, thank you for your interest in our work, in the work of the Black Beauty Culture Association.
Well, it was very kind. Well, we're doing the work. We represent all of North America between you and me. So here we are. And I have to say, you're absolutely right. But I credit the black hair care industry for doing amazing things. And I'll tell you, it's an industry where I don't think that we get the credit in terms of the industry, because the black dollars, especially here, I can safely say this is one of the few industries where the black dollar leaves from one black hand to another. And that, you know, is not across the board here. So folks may not realize it. Now, it may go somewhere else after that, unfortunately. So what do you say to that when you hear that, Samantha?
Well, the first person that taught me that or said that to me was Barry Fletcher. And I'm sure you know
Barry,
him.
Of course.
He said, the blackest dollar, now what he says is the blackest dollar you'll ever spend is at a black hair salon.
Yes, yes. Barry is, of course, a good friend of ours. I interviewed Barry many times, many, many years ago,
mm-hmm.
Way back when he was pretty much just getting out there. So that's, he's always been a leader. You guys know Barry Fletcher. He's Barry Fletcher Products and so much more. He has
and
been
we're actually one of the only people
well.
In Nova Scotia that carry his line.
Wow.
He carries a full line.
Well, listen, yeah, he's an incredible fella. And I've got to catch up with Barry. It's been a while since we've had him on, so we'll have to do that.
Yeah, and
but
he's been very, in our efforts to promote black beauty culture here in Nova Scotia, he's been very supportive.
Yeah.
Him and our agent, our sale agent, Michael, and they've been so supportive.
I love it.
Nova Scotia efforts.
Yeah. Talk about the hair industry there. So how are the people? How do they appreciate all that's there up there? Because in terms of the black hair industry, how do the people actually feel, the clients? Do they love that?
You know that we only got here in Nova Scotia again. We only have 25, and it might be even close to 30,000 black people here in Scotia. But you guys have 35 million black people. So you guys got a whole country in the United States.
I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. We've got more shots, just in my little borough, But you know what? It's also, yes, quantitatively speaking, and the number of people, of course, but when you talk about the feeling and
one of the things
there,
that I can
important.
Say here that's changing is that we're changing legislature. So we're changing the politics of hair care, of the beauty industry. We just had a change in the apprenticeship, and I should shout out to the people at the Nova Scotia Apprenticeship Agency that have approved, that we've just gotten approval for the Black Beauty Culture Hair Innovators course.
So tell us about that,
Yeah, and we are now a part of their act, so we're part of the Black Beauty Culture Hair Innovators course is now part of the Nova Scotia Apprenticeship Act.
Which is awesome. And I read that they have several different apprenticeship type things that they could offer through that program, and this is one of them, which is amazing. And it doesn't seem like it's easy to accomplish that, so it seems like that
was
some work.
We started the application in 2019.
Wow, that's what I said. I was
The application was started in, I think, in September of 2019, I believe, and it got passed in April of 2022.
Wow. Well, this, I have to say, is ginormous. And that's why I love following the industry there. I love learning about the industry. And when I say there, I'm talking about in Nova Scotia. We're talking about Canada. There are a lot of folks here in America that this is their first time hearing of Nova Scotia. So let's just take a moment to take that in and just remind all of our fans and listeners all over the world. Hair Radio has connected with folks everywhere. And you know this. You know.
Yes.
We have, I have to shout out to, my favorite over in Ghana. We have quite a few folks who are over in Ghana as well, but Ebenezer is always representing Hair Radio, Kobina Ebenezer, and I'm just always excited
There's actually, we have an Ebenezer at our apprenticeship agency that we're working with too, and
get
he's
out
been
of
very
here.
Supportive. He's been
Absolutely.
So supportive. Mm.
That's the thing, and in addition to King Freddie and so many others over there, we love them. They support Hair Radio. They run the Hair Radio Ghana, and then also over in Nigeria as well. I have to take a moment to shout out Ma Warren and so many others who continuously support and beat the drum for us here, you know, and telling us and keeping us informed about what's happening in Nigeria as well, in Lagos and so forth. So I love it. Yeah. So we can't leave out South Africa and my folks over in the eastern part. Can't get all of that. We love everybody across the continent. So let me just get that out. Okay.
It's so lovely to make those connections too. Yes.
Yes. I'm absolutely pleased. So that's kind of where I was going, but I was leading to the fact that we are looking at doing some things in a joint way. And it's my great honor. I talked about some surprises at the top of our interview this morning, and I wanted to bring everybody's attention to the new Hair Radio Canada. And Samantha, I want you to be our point person up there in Canada for us in Nova Scotia. Is that not exciting?
Yay. That is very exciting. I'm ready. I'm game. I'm good.
I'm loving it because one of the big things for us is to one of my first big efforts that I'm going to do is to make sure that we are on a huge international call, and this is in recognizing the efforts of the black hair care industry worldwide. So it's the first ever that's going to take part in literally helping us to establish standards that are literally across around the world. It's not just a little slice of America, but we're going to really delve and continue this effort. And everybody knows that that's where I'm going. I think they kind of have gotten a whiff of that already, Samantha. So we're going to... We're ready. Yes.
Like even with our the Black Beauty Culture Hair Innovator course, we're ready. We'll actually be starting a cohort in September, and also you know I looked up Black Beauty Culture studies. Like, if you know, there was any other place that had a place where Black Beauty Culture is actually studied, and the only other place that I found, because you know, in with our study, we actually are studying the history, which you know, the history and the culture, as well as the technical part, you know, the theory, and then we're doing the practical. So the only other place that it's ever like that I've seen that it was studied, like Black Beauty Culture, is in Harvard University.
Well, that's very, very interesting.
And you know, they're not worried, they're not concerned with the practical part, but you know, they and I'm sure they're probably not worried about the anatomy of hair, but they are studying the history and the culture of black hair at Harvard. And I'm like, wow. And
well,
that's the only other place.
I think for us here as well, hair on the Hair Radio Morning Show at least, and we're big parts, of course, you guys know we're advocates for the entire industry, wherever you are, it doesn't matter what part of natural hair, relaxed hair, barbering, shaving, whatever, we're in the middle of the conversation, and that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show sure has been about.
Yeah,
but I have to
without
say,
discrimination, that's right.
No,
yes.
With, exactly. It is an incredible, it's been an incredible journey, and I love it. I absolutely love it. We're across the board, literally, and that's because of folks like yourself, Samantha. So the efforts that you've made to help keep this association alive, too. So I love, I call it BBCA. I love the Black Beauty Culture Association.
Yay.
I think you guys are doing
amazing
work. And
it rolls right off your tongue. I actually cannot say it. I can't say it as well. So I need to get with the group. But, you
know,
I thank God for the opportunity. I thank God that he chose me to do this.
Yes, exactly.
If it was my choice, I probably wouldn't do it, Gary.
You know what?
It probably would. Seriously.
I can relate and I can understand. I often say, which is, I've never really heard anybody else say that because it reminds me of myself. I always say that hair radio is like, I tell the clients and customers, it's like finding a bird's nest on the ground because it's such a unique, very different and very, I call it sometimes strange, but in a loving way, it's a great place where everybody feels welcome. And and I feel that the same thing, it kind of found me, even though I created this part of the industry for us in terms of merging broadcasting and hair and beauty talk.
Yeah, so you might have pursued it, but it found you. It came.
Exactly. Thank you for articulating that. So Samantha, now I've got to ask you. So what's next for you? What are you looking to do next?
I cannot wait to start the Black Beauty Beat radio show.
Oh,
so I'm ready for that.
We were going to save that, but now we're going to go and tell everybody right now.
I cannot wait for that. I'm ready.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. It's, everybody knows I've produced a half dozen shows or so here for the hair and beauty industry. And we have several that are broadcasting right now, even over at Upscale Magazine Radio, the fans who tune in through their 24-hour network at upscalemagazineradio.com. Wanted to get that out there. Shout out to their fans. But so there, everybody's going to be informed. So what would you like the Beauty Beat, what would you like it to be about, Samantha? Tell our fans.
Well, again, sure, like we always want some music, some type of music, if it's just the beating of the drums.
Okay.
But we want to form a community. So we want to form some unity in the Black family and throughout Canada, really, and
absolutely,
throughout the world, like you said. So we want to connect those dots.
Exactly.
But again, like our main focus as a association is to promote, preserve, and protect Black beauty culture, as well as infusing into the beauty industry equity, equality, and inclusion. I guess the other thing is connecting with you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I really do. I really appreciate connecting with you and doing some other things together with you.
Absolutely.
Like I'm going to leave some of those things alone because, you know, you and I probably have to have a private conversation. So
yeah, we got to.
I really do. Like, I really appreciate the opportunity, Carrie. I really appreciate your encouragement.
It's actually my great honor, again, just to have Samantha Dixon Slaughter on with us, just doing amazing things through, like I said, through BBCA and the Black Beauty Culture Association. Now, I also want to mention to you, in addition to the radio project and so many other things that you're doing, the industry just recently, we kind of got off our axis for a moment with the death of the legendary Dr. Willie Morrow out in California.
Yes.
Yeah, what, so anything you want to say about that today?
Well, you know, I've actually met him. I met him, but, you know, you really don't know until you know.
Yeah.
So I was actually in the presence of greatness, and I actually pretty much didn't know. Like, I didn't know, and I think when I was in his presence, I got a hold of some magazines that he had given me.
Yes.
And, you know, he actually gave me some great education, too, because you couldn't be in his presence and not get educated on something.
Exactly.
So the little time that I spent with him at his booth at one issue, I don't know if it was in Chicago, in New York, or in Atlanta.
Right.
I can't remember. But I got educated.
Yeah.
And I still have one of the magazines that he
amazing.
He was actually presenting that day. So he's on the cover of that magazine.
I love
and,
it. I love it.
Yeah. So, yeah, you don't know until you know.
Exactly. And it just reminds me, and I had a chance to interview him years and years ago. That's probably the beginning of my incredible bond with his also now legendary daughter. We're talking about Cheryl Morrow, who is a great friend and family. She's like family to us here at the show. I've known her for decades, and we've worked together many times. To hear her talk so lovingly about her dad and to have influenced so many, I tease and say he was hair radio before there was hair radio. And I'm blown away. And I'm grateful to be part of this. I feel so at home with this industry and with, all the things that you guys are doing. Samantha Dixon Slaughter, I don't know what else to say to you. You're just awesome. You're awesome. And, anybody you want to shout out.
I adore you too.
Anybody you want to shout out to today and, the folks up there. And
my husband who's been supporting me and putting up with me. Wayne Slaughter has been awesome. For this little while. He's just been awesome.
Well, listen, this is the place to do it. So I just want to, again, thank you just to take time to speak to all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to continue to look out for all the work that you're doing through the Black Beauty Culture Association, you guys. Mm-hmm. Now, how can folks connect with you? Of course, they can do so right through the Hair Radio Morning Show. But
yeah,
if there's
I should shout out to our members, too. So our membership. Hi, everyone. And you can find us or find information about us at blackbeautyculture.org. That's blackbeautyculture.org.
Awesome. And, of course, always through the Hair Radio Show.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Samantha, thanks so much for being with us. Much appreciated.
Oh, thank you. Carrie, I adore you and I adore what you're doing. Excellent. And I can't wait for our connection to come to fruition.
Exactly. Just float up in the air. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. All right, folks, we've got a lot more to get to this morning. So keep it right here. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's Two Thumbs Up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new movie talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Body parts bought from the store.
For real.
Everybody got a cash app. His baby mama trying to find out where the cash at. He spent the rent money on the stripper. His boy pumped him up and told him, stripper. Them same homeboys trying to get his girl. Then he found out she like girl. It's a cold game trying to fit in.
Mama can't control her.
competition kicks in. Then she tried to be a rapper. Thought she had game, but the game got her. They ain't believe that me greasy. This new generation think it's easy. There's rules to this game, protocol. Don't respect those that came before you. Downfall.
You don't get, or you get better. You get better. You don't get, or you get better. You get better with time.
That's what it is.
You don't get, or you get better. You get better. You don't get, or you get better. You get better with time.
Giving up the yak. Hate the average rapper. Can't hold the real one back.
Nah.
Big boots banging. Granny gang slanging. Get your money, boo. You too sharp for gang banging. See, I'm an heiress. The queen can't compare. It gets better with time. I've been with the business.
For real.
Already listed. Wikipedia. Check my IMDb. Check my social media. Come on.
Man.
Numbers don't make me honestly fake. They all buy streams.
That's what.
All y'all sound the same. For real though.
Thirsty.
You don't get, or you get better.
You get better.
For real. You don't get, or you get better.
Come on.
You get better with time.
Yeah.
You don't get, or you get better.
Yeah.
You get better. You don't get, or you get better.
Yeah.
It gets better with time.
Yo, you don't get old, you get better.
Yeah.
Original game got this, some still weather. Big getting down like them goons that get cheddar.
Shut
baby,
up.
Like, come to the room, but I ain't her.
I ain't her.
Baby, like, I be like, nah boo, that's where it stops. No pen drop off top. Only thing drop is the album. Go cop. Yeah.
You get better. You get better.
Get better.
Hey,
you get better.
You get better.
You get better.
All right, we are back live. It is Thursday morning, July 28, 2022. I'm Kerry Hines. That performer is a lady named Sugar T. And Sugar T, she actually has been on our show. We did a great interview with Sugar T. And what I love about her is that she performed as part of a very, very well-known, successful group, a rap group out there. And they had some big hits back in the day, and she's still out there doing her thing. And that's a song called Better. I hope you enjoyed it. I want to take a moment. Let me just work everybody on into the conversation, because I love what the song was about. It was, you know, the message, you don't get old, you get better. And I was listening to Jane Fonda. Let me just first get Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie, out of Water Valley. Did you hear
good
the
morning.
Song? It has kind of
I
good
did.
Morning. It doesn't
I
have
did,
to feel
and
like
I love
FTV.
That song.
Yeah, it's such a
the
great
beat,
song. Yeah.
The words to the song is so uplifting and inspirational.
And the fact that she's still out there rapping, you know, literally. And I mean, just I was blown away. And she, like I said, they had some big hits. Like real big hits of back in the day. You've got to, I'll fill you in a little bit more on days to come, but I love the message. It reminded me that Jane Fonda, the actress, she was saying as you get older, and she was talking about herself in this case. Now Jane's up in her like 80s or 90s or something. And she was saying that, who still looks amazing and doing great work,
yes,
by the way.
Does.
But Jane said that, you know, when she was younger, she didn't know anything in her 20s. You know, she was desperate for people to love her or to like her. She didn't know no kind of way you were, you know, you didn't know what you were doing. And you were just out there just asking,
you
wanted your job to like you, the friends to like you, you know, you just didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah.
So do you agree with that thinking? And let's work in Michael Hopkins. And also, Shanta's out there, Shanta Love. So, yeah, that's the question this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. So I wanted to kind of get your guys' feedback. That's why we worked you all in. Montgomery, what's to hear your perspective on this to start.
I do agree with that. I think you live and learn. When you're younger, sometimes we think we know it all. People are trying to tell us stuff. We're not listening. But then gradually as time goes on, it's like, hey, wait a minute. I don't have this figured out. I do need to listen, you know, to my elders and other people that are trying to give me information. And then as you go on in life, past 3 years, like I said, you live and learn, you experience different things, you build on those things, and hopefully when you know better, you do better. And now
all
I can
right,
definitely
Ms.
tell,
Oprah.
You know, as
yeah.
yes, as I'm older, I have learned a whole lot. I am a lot wiser and a lot better. And I think back and like, oh, wow, if I knew this when I was, you know, 25, 30, oh, wow. But at that time, that was just a process. You know, you live and you learn.
And Shanta, love, what about yourself? When you look back, were there things that you would go back and do differently if you had all the knowledge that you have today?
I think in our community, sometimes we get so caught up in surviving or trying to make it, we forget to live. And part of, really, we do. And I think the biggest part of living is joy. You know, so often time passes and we don't spend enough time planning vacation and get-togethers and parties. I think that's how life should be spent. Yes, you have to work in 9 to 5 or whatever hours you work during the week. But I think that each week you need to set aside time to spend with family, friends, and most of all, just to experience joy and to celebrate life, no matter what stage you're at, whether you're wealthy or poor or in between. And I think seeking education constantly uplifts your life, because if you need more money, if you have more education, the money will come. And that's basically
advice. That's true. That's true. Good stuff. Okay, Shanta, love, letting us know what the deal is. I think that is fantastic. Great job, guys. Great, Nicole Marie and Shanta, love. Hopkins, Michael Hopkins, what's the other male perspective on this? Is it different for us guys as we get older? Do we appreciate? Do you miss the youth, the young, like the way Jane was saying it, Jane Fonda, she was like, I do not miss being a youngster. It was too tough. You know, I didn't know anything. Now I'm older and I'm wiser, and I like it. What do you say, Hopper Hopkins?
Well, you know what, Karen? I'm so grateful to be at the age that I am right now. I'm so very grateful. Because a lot of people that were born when I was born, a lot of them didn't make it. Like a lot of friends of mine back home in Philly, they didn't make it. A lot of my Army buddies, they didn't make it. And I'm so grateful, even though I have all kinds of medical issues, it doesn't really matter. I mean, to me, it doesn't really matter. I'm just, as one of my veteran brothers would say, I'm still vertical.
Exactly. And Michael, you have such a wonderful outlook, and I just so appreciate it here. I don't consider you to be anybody who's older or younger or anything. You always are relevant, and you are. You stay
exactly.
in tune with what's happening, and I just imagine you up finger popping to the better song that we
trust
played
me,
earlier
I
today.
Was.
Well, that was a great song. And she is, and I don't like to use the word older lady, but she is someone who has experienced and lived. And for her to be out there just wrapping up a storm, I'm just blown away. But I do love the message, you don't get older, you get better with time.
So
and
true.
And that's kind of where we are today.
Yep.
And we need to kind of keep that. And, yeah. Go right ahead, guys.
Yeah, you know, Carrie, one of the things I've learned that you kind of go in seasons and in decades, and as time, I mean, for me in my life, as time has gone on, you know, in the beginning, my wife and I, we were young parents, and we had to go through learning the parenting skills. And as time went on, we were in our 30s, then 40s, then 50s. Now we're in the part of our lives that we still experience new things. You know, I've gone back and I've done college classes, even though I have a bachelor's. It doesn't matter. You're never too old to learn something about life. A lot of times, people that are considered younger than me, I don't judge that, you know, I'm older, so I should know more. No, I have sense enough to know if somebody knows something that I don't know, I should be all ears, and I should listen to what they're saying and do what they say do, especially if it's something that I see that can either move my business forward or move my life forward. It makes sense. It Nicole Marie and I, we're in other organizations. We do other things. And I always praise them for teaching me more about using my laptop. And I always tell them, if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't know half as much as I know about computers, laptops, a lot of these things. I wouldn't know. I mean, I've been to one of those classes where you work a help desk, and it was so funny to show you how life is. They were showing me new things about computers and systems and all that, and I was watching some of the stuff, and I said, I've seen this before. And when I went to explain to them how I saw some of these things in the military, maybe 30 or more years ago, they were just looking at me like deer in the headlights. We had the same stuff. It was analog stuff. It was rudimentary digital stuff.
Yeah, analog,
but it was the same thing.
The digital for the space.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Michael Hopkins, good advice, all of you. I loved everything that everybody had to say. Great stuff. Shanta, your message today was just have fun, enjoy your life, have joy. And, Nicole Marie, I love this. Yeah, and you all talk about education, information, and staying active. Keep it moving. I love the mobility aspect. And just keep moving and keep talking and keep living. And that's what we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys have made it a great day today. Good grief. Today was this has been a very, very interesting Hair Radio Morning Show. I can't wait to listen back to the whole two parts of today that we heard. It's been fun. It really has. Now, tomorrow, we have a surprise visitor in the 8 o'clock spotlight hour, so you don't want to miss that on Friday. It's Fan Day Friday every week. And we're going to have a lot of fun, of course. Today, I have to thank everybody. We really do. I mean, like I said, starting off with Mary Reed Johnson, getting her on. We'll have more with Samantha Dixon Slaughter, I'm going to say her name correctly, up in Nova Scotia. By the way, did you guys hear the interview with her? Was that not amazing?
Oh, yes. It was very... To me, Carrie, it was very eye-opening being an African-American here in the United States. And then it's Canada, and a lot of times, a lot of us don't think of Canada and African-Americans. We don't think like that. We're not African-Americans, but indigenous people. And it was beautiful, Carrie. I mean, I can't wait to do some research. And, you know, hopefully you may have her on for part two, because it was just fascinating.
We're
going to
get her back.
That history was just so fascinating.
And Nicole, yes, absolutely. And Nicole Marie, what about you real quick?
Well, to echo what Michael say, it was a history lesson and made me want to, oh, goodness, I have to go look this up. because it's what she was mentioning was so much that I did not know about the history. And just, you
yeah.
know, it's just fascinating.
And Shanta, you know, thank you.
The British brought a lot of people, yes, indigenous
yeah.
people.
And Shanta, love, I don't know if you heard her. She was talking about Viola Desmond as well and the,
yes.
the amazing things that the women have done up there. Is that not something?
Well,
so
all things beauty, I think that it's important that, you know, it's nice to go beautiful places, but when you feel beautiful, honey, that makes all the difference in the world. And,
yeah.
you know, as far as our culture goes, Nova Scotia, oh, you know, here in the States, beauty is very important. But imagine being in Nova Scotia, and I'm sure our population there is not that high.
Yes. Well,
so.
I'm going to just say goodbye to everybody. We're giving you the last word today. We'll see you back here tomorrow, everybody.
Thank
6 o'clock from 6 to 9
a.m.
Great job, you guys.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Have a great
today.
Day, everyone.
All right. Here's the outro. Thank you. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow, 6 a.m. Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com.